Well, it's been a while, but I'm blessed to be joined back by Fresno State senior safety, Maurice Norris. Maurice, you are 6'1", 200 pounds, and were born in Fresno, California, a hometown boy. And Maurice, welcome to Jackson Share Sports Radio. Thank you for joining me tonight. Can't wait to learn more about you and this spectacular team that you've got.
I appreciate you having me, man.
Of course, man. So, Maurice, take me through this incredible journey of, you know, becoming a Division I football player. And let's start with your childhood. Like, how did you get to this point? How did you get into football? And then we'll go from there.
I was really a basketball player, if you ask anybody that really knows me, for real, man. I grew up playing basketball. I played football in elementary school and all that. But once I got to middle school, high school, I wanted to focus on basketball. I was trying to be a little Kyrie Irving, for real, man. But my boys, man, my friends, my best friends I grew up with, Aaron Mosby, Jalen Crabber, they all play football. So our school had just moved up to Division I my senior year. And I was like, all right, I might as well try it. I'll go play, man. Crab wanted me to come play. Mosby was telling me to play. So I was like, man, all right, well, I'll do it. So I was practicing football and basketball at the same time my senior year of high school. Football season came around. I was hooping. I broke a couple records. I still had the longest touchdown record, I think, at Singer High. I was leading the interceptions. And I was like, it's kind of fun for real. So,
damn.
Let's get to that time where I had to decide what I want to do, like basketball or football. And I figured my size, my body type, like how good I was at football. I was good at basketball too, but I figured down the road, football would favor me more. So picked up the cleats, man, put the ball down.
Hell yeah. So, I mean, just balancing that, were you thinking to go like next level for basketball, or was that a second thought, I guess, with like you said, like the height and the kind of the physique?
I was for sure thinking about that, going to next level basketball. I mean, I'm good enough. I could have walked on anywhere or played at JUCO and got a spot.
Totally.
I was really that good at basketball, so I was never worried. I feel like football would have been a better challenge to really test myself to see if I could really do it for real. I switched from my senior year, something I did my whole life, and seeing how far I could take it. So I did that, and it's been paying off since then, so I can't complain.
Of course, man. So I guess out of all this, like, how did you become a safety? Like, you know, I was just thinking, like, for a second, you could have been offense, defense. What made you play safety? It's a great, great position.
So I played both sides in high school. I played receiver and I played corner.
Yeah.
I'm more of a physical dude, so I used to get fouls a lot in basketball anyway. So football was damn near perfect for me because I like to hit people, especially when I'm mad. So,
oh yeah,
I rather hit people than go score touchdowns. I'm saying I like the feeling of guarding somebody and locking them up to the point where they can't do nothing, can't score nothing on me. So I made the decision to play defense, and I went junior college, JUCO 2 years. I played corner there. After my first year, I tore my ACL. So. I had to run it back. I had to run it back and do another year there. I ended up coming out of that one with no really offers. I had a preferred walk on to a Division I school, and I went out there. It was cool. And then the coach was like messing around, playing with me type deal. And once spring came, he was like, "Oh, wait till summer." Summer came around, and he was like, "Oh, you can't play here no more type deal. Go find somewhere else to play." So now I'm just sitting in my little room by myself. Didn't know what I was going to do, man. But coach back home gave me an opportunity, came home. I was at corner when I got back here. And then I had to sit out a year when I got back because of, like, the whole little situation. And COVID was going on and stuff like that. So it was a tricky situation. So I had to sit out for that year here. So now it's 2022. I'm at corner. But we got other guys ahead of me. But I'm good though, you know what I'm saying? Like, we always hella good. Like,
hell yeah.
Good people at the corner, you know what I'm saying? So they're trying to find out how to put me on the field. So they moved me to nickel. So I'm at nickel. I played nickel all year last year. Did hella good with that. Ended up being top 15 ranking in the nickel spot. And then this year, I still play nickel this year, but now I got a little bit of role to play safety here and there type deal when it's necessary. So
yeah.
That's my little journey from from basketball to playing nickel and safety in college, man.
I love it. Great story. I mean, incredible. You know, on this podcast, I've had, you know, guests that are now in the NFL, like Tajay Spears. I don't know if you know him from Tulane. He was on here. My guy, Johnny Hodges from TCU. Like, you know, I'm looking to, I guess, tell everyone's stories. Make sure, you know, people that have not heard this. I mean, that's an amazing story. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't get the chance to hear that, which is amazing. So I appreciate you sharing that with me.
Man, so it's what it's about, man.
Of course.
My story can help somebody not quit and not give up.
Man. Hell yeah.
And I feel like I walked to get that. There's a lot of JUCO guys I still talk to this day that didn't get the opportunity I did that packed it up and went home. Like when adversity hits, I feel. So it's like, I think my story can reach some young kids or some JUCO kids that might be going through the same situation.
Very
not to give up type deal, keep moving.
Very well said, 1,000%. I think this story will help. I'll definitely post this on the Instagram. Sure. So Maurice, you have 16 solo tackles this year, a forced fumble, and a sack to go along with that physicality that you mentioned a couple minutes ago. I mean, very physical person. What would you say some of your strengths and weaknesses are as a football player?
Strengths, definitely my physicality.
Right.
And my mental. I feel like I'm really smart and I understand the game and I understand defense very well to where I can anticipate what's coming. I know what routes I'm going to get. I know the coverages and how to tweak them a little bit or what to tell my safety to do to help me do my job, help him better do his job, linebacker, whatever the case may be. So I feel like physicality and mentality and just my toughness overall. And I'm a great cover guy. I don't got the 4.2 speed, but I'm fast enough and I know how to use my body well to put myself in position to get the job at the end of the day. My weaknesses, really my weaknesses is pretty much think I'm good in every category, but there's always room to get better.
Like something that you could change, something that you could get a little better at.
Probably one of the best man coverages on our team, but
oh yeah,
always got room for improvement in that area for sure.
Totally. So
catching the ball, actually, I need to get better at catching the ball. I dropped like 5 picks last year. That's one thing. Yeah.
You know what? There's always time. There's time.
I got a broken pinky though, so you know what I'm saying.
You have a broken pinky?
Yeah, I came down at safety.
Oh my!
Got up. My damn pinky was twisted. So.
Oh,
so
God.
The game,
like looking down and just seeing your pinky like sideways, like sticking out.
Oh, in my glove. I was like, yeah, this was show, bro.
Oh, my God. When was this?
This was during the spring game. It wasn't even during against no one else. It was spring. One of our spring games.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That is brutal. Well, are you feeling better at least?
The game, man.
Oh.
I can't put my hand in my pocket, bro. I can get caught in some. It'd be cool though, like I could hold my phone type deal and then just sit right there on it.
So describe to me
I think that's my weakness right now.
Yeah. So describe to me, you know, I put an emphasis on recruitment on the show, and how, you know, people haven't been recruited like we were talking about with JUCO and how people haven't gotten their chance.
Oh, yeah.
Describe to me your recruiting, I guess, process and how coaches and teams approach you.
It wasn't really nothing
right
special. I ain't had no offers coming out of high school. I had like one NAIA, a couple NAIA, but you know,
like smaller schools.
Yeah, I got nothing against no NAIA or none of D3 schools, none of that. But me personally, I know how good I am or where I can play at type deal. So I never told myself I was gonna settle or take the easier route because I didn't get what I wanted. I'm saying, I'm seeing my guys getting all these offers, 5-mile guys, these 5-stars, and all this getting all these good D1 offers. I ain't had none, but it never fazed me for real.
Right.
So I already knew. I knew once I got an opportunity, what I could do and what I could showcase to the world. I just needed a foot in the door, so I didn't have no offers coming out of high school. I went JUCO, and the JUCO I went to, I only went to the JUCO. I went to Orange Coast College in Costa Mesa, California. I only went there because they wanted me to play basketball too, and I wasn't ready to put the ball down for real. So when out there, they both. I ended up liking the coach though, so put the basketball down for good. I had some interest. My first year, I was hooping. Second to last game, I tore my ACL, so those fell through.
Damn.
My second year, I had a couple of interest, but like the team was not good enough. You feel me? The team was not winning. At the end of the day, they finna go where the team win at. So I just had to prefer walk on to a D1 school, and that happened. Man, he told me to go home. You can't play here. So that was really my recruiting process, and then I got in contact with Coach J.D. Williams here at Fresno State. Man called me into his office because I was trying to get accepted to the school, you know what I'm saying? And there's a little process. And he was just like, he asked me straight up, he's like, why should I give you this chance? I could just go get somebody else that, you know what I'm saying, it would be way easier to get into the school than stand a third. And I told him, like, I was like, you could do that, but they're not going to be better than me, for one. And I said, I'm a surpasser. I can surpass anyone. I can dominate anyone. I can achieve anything I need to achieve. Like, I'm one of those dudes that you want to take that chance on. And you believe me, take that chance. And I've been grateful for that. Repaying my debts for that ever since that year. So,
wow.
That's my little process.
What a great story. I mean, you know, no offers to playing at one of the, you know, Division I's best. That's incredible, dude. Yeah. That's, you know, real props for that. Like, that's great, man. So, yeah, of course. So, what's the daily routine looking like? What time are you waking up? What time are you going to bed? What's the football schedule like at Fresno?
So, my daily routine, man, practice starts 6:30. I live, like, 15, 20 minutes from the school. So I get up about 5:30, get ready, get out the door, practice, stretch it out, meetings. We on the field by 8 o'clock, get down with that, probably around 12, training room for an hour and a half, class, whatever the case may be. Then I'm back home, chilling. Then we come back again, 5 o'clock, meetings. Then I'm back home by like 6:30. Once I'm home, I'm either chilling, I might hop on 2K a little bit, 2K24, then came around, I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. What's your game mode?
The Xbox, Famous Mode 2-6, man, come get at me.
Are you playing like...
Hey, also, I've been playing Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Y'all want to play that? Follow your boy. Let's get to it. But after I play the game for a little bit, I hop on some film, study some plays, study this, that, and the third, watch some tape. Watch some NFL game, watch some old college games I didn't watch yet. I'm saying anything to get an edge. And then I'm usually asleep by 10. 9:30, 10:05.
10?
Yeah, I'm not no.
Damn.
No, man, I ain't no late no more.
That is crazy. I can tell you I will be up till at least 12 a.m. studying for a test tonight. But, I mean, yeah. Not you are not about that.
I don't got too many classes. I got like 2 classes back. So, tests.
Damn.
Dunzo's for me, man.
You're done. But I mean, dude, 8 a.m. 8 a.m. on the field. I mean, I'm literally waking up. Like, yeah. I'm waking up to go to school, man.
Sometimes I'll be out there young, but you got to clock in for work when you step on that field. So once you step in them lines, man, straight business, straight work.
Of course, man. So with that mindset, like, what's been your most memorable moment as a football player? What's the moment that's just been that moment that's been incredible?
My most memorable moment, man, probably was San Diego State last year. We went to they was beating us and came back, hit the onside, got the ball back, scored again to take the lead with like 13 seconds left on the clock.
Damn.
That game was like the defining game for us to go to the championship or not. So winning that game, and I brought out that game. I did that. That was good, that game. So that game was like something you see on TV, like some game you would say, like, oh, I want to play in a game like that. And I was actually living a game like that. And it was the funnest game I've ever played. It was cool, man. All my guys, man, we just turned up. I'll never forget a game like that for sure.
I mean, 13 seconds left. That's crazy.
Yeah. That was a crazy game, man. We was down 2 scores. We scored 2 tugs in like 15 seconds. We scored, onside kicked it, scored again. Like,
oh my!
It was crazy.
I can only imagine. I really can.
Yeah.
So,
crazy,
yeah. So kind of shifting towards this season, right? How did you guys game plan for Purdue? Because I want to definitely hear this, because you guys marched into a Big Ten school and beat them outright. I don't think many people can do that. I'm going to be real.
Man, like the weeks leading up to Purdue, like we all knew what the goal was, man. Especially defensively. Defensively, we knew what the goal was, the statement we wanted to make in that game. So like the whole team offense, we prepared as such at practice. It was like, it was a battle. It was like we was playing a game every day at practice, preparing just for that game. So
right.
we all handled it like it was a damn championship game to us. Like it was the first game, but it was a big one for us. So we walked in there, we knew we was gonna win. Like we had that mentality. We wasn't scared of no Big Ten, none of that. It's another game for us against whoever we're going against. So we had a couple slip ups in that game, but our coaches preach, just focus on winning the game, man. Don't focus on the bad plays, focus on the score, none of that. Just focus on winning the game, finding a way to win, making the plays you need to make, doing your job, and a little bit more. We'll come out with the dub, and that's what we did.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I mean, it ain't got to be pretty. All you got to do is win the game. That's it.
You got to win the game, man. It's hard to win.
It's hard to win, but as long as you get to the next week with that win, that's all that matters. You know what I'm saying?
All that matters, man.
That's all that matters in the end. So what does it mean to you guys that you're now a top 25 team? Or is that nothing to you guys? Like, are you guys thinking like we are that team? Or are you guys just like, okay, yeah, now we're getting our recognition?
I mean, it's cool to get the recognition, but we way better than top 25. We believe there's not 24 other teams better than us. So it's cool that we get our recognition, but that's not the goal we want. That's not the end goal for us. We want to be way higher than that. We want to make a statement this year. We hopefully want to run it back and do what we did last year, man. So we're on the right path. We just got to stay ground, stay disciplined in our beliefs, and trust each other and keep doing it one game at a time.
Definitely on the right path. I mean, keep this up, you know.
Good
things are definitely bound for you guys. So, So what's the most valuable lesson? I mean, this is kind of, I got three questions left for you. What's the most valuable lesson that you've learned at Fresno State? Is there like a moment or, you know, a teaching moment that your coach had that kind of set you up?
Sure, it's a couple of them, man. I got so many quotes on my wall in my room. These coaches are the best coaches you will ever be coached by. They care about you, not just because you play football for them, but they care about you as an individual. Like, I had some losses in the family, and most of my coaches will come to the funeral. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's a brotherhood with everyone in there. So it's way deeper than just football. So they taught me the value of friendship, the value of brotherhood. It taught me how every day you got to do some things you don't want to do, and you got to get up and do it, no matter what. You know what I'm saying? What you're going to sacrifice to become the greatest, what will you sacrifice to get where you want to be at? They instill a lot of things in us that's going to carry over, and you can see it in the way we play, in the way that we come around each other. It's like, it's the culture is different, man. It's not, you won't get this culture everywhere you play football at, for sure.
Wow. Sorry about your loss, man. Like that's deep, you know, that's brotherhood. That's what you want.
Yeah.
You know, that's a band of brothers. And I kind of wish my school had that, because we sort of don't. It's kind of just like everyone plays, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, college teams, like those are your guys.
That's
about, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's it. Those are your brothers. You're going to war with them. That's what you're doing. You know, brothers looking out for each other. That's a great lesson.
Yeah, it is.
1000%, man. So what's something here's a fun one. What's something that the world should know right now about the Fresno State Bulldogs? What are you saying? What do they got to know that they don't already know?
Yeah, I need to know Fresno State football is going to run the Mountain West for the next couple years to come. We're going to double back this year on the championship, man. And we really got the top defense in the nation. That's what y'all need to know. Especially that last one. We got the top defense in the nation. Can't nobody mess with us, and we're going to improve it this year.
You heard that. Heard that here first, for sure. Keep it up. Back-to-back Mountain West. I love it. I got one question for you left. What's the most important message. So to kids out there, like we talked about previously, to kids that want to be in your position or had to have to do things and sacrifice things to get to the spot that you're at, what's your message to them about obtaining a football career like you?
Man, it don't matter how many stars you got, how many offense you got, man. All that matters is about the way you walk the journey, how you walk the walk and talk the talk. You're going to be faced with times where you want to pack it up, go home and quit. So I didn't went through those times. It's all about keeping your head up, man, chest up, walking down that road, man, completing every obstacle that God places in front of you. I believe in God a lot. So I feel like every time a challenge occurs, it's just another obstacle to get through, another challenge for me to surpass to get to where I want to be in life. So don't ever quit. Don't let nobody tell you where you belong. Don't let nobody downplay you. Don't ever settle for nothing. There's a lot of players on our team right now. A lot of them is like walk on, didn't have no offers, didn't have no scholarship money, none of that. And they're getting a lot of playing time, getting put on scholarship, and making a name for themselves. You know, like, shout out my boy, Liza Gillian, man. They want to walk on, doing his thing on the offense, running back. He just got put on scholarship. Shout out my dog. But that's all it's about, man. Just walking that journey. Man. Everybody's journey is different. Nobody's journey is the same. So stay true to your own journey, and you're going to prevail at the end. That's all I got to say.
I love it, man. Stay true to your journey. Don't let anyone bring you down, and do not settle for anything. Hard work, words of wisdom. Maurice, I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much for joining me. We definitely got to run something back when y'all win the Mountain West again. When you win the Mountain West, listen, I'll be here.
You just have my two rings on my finger, man.
Yeah. I'll hit you up for sure. Thank you so much, man. I really do appreciate it. Awesome. You have a good one.
You too.
Talk to you later, man.
Bye.
See you later. Bye-bye. That was Maurice Norris from Fresno State. We're back here on another episode. So glad to be back. It really does feel good. And, you know, just reflecting on those words for just a second, you know, the important message that he sent to the entire world. A, you know, the Fresno State Bulldogs are no joke. But on a more serious note, it's really a person needs to have grind and not settle for anything less than, you know, they need or that they want. You know, you need to strive to be the greatest. And that's pretty much what Maurice is saying. You know, strive to be the greatest, work hard, and do not let anyone tell you you can't do anything. And that is that's the moral of the interview. So I appreciate you guys for listening to Jackson Share Sports Radio, and I'll see you on the next podcast episode. Peace out.